Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, the Ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and the Ilui Nishmas Gittel Bas Harav Eliezer Monoyach. We talk much about developing, inspiring, strengthening Bitochen, but where sometimes we fall short is actions. What can we do other than the thoughts, other than the learning, other than the inspiration to strengthen our bitochen? There's one exercise, so to speak, which was always available to our people, which is less available today, but still somewhat for some. But even to just pay attention to it on whatever level it is available can be helpful. And that is Shmirah Shabbos. You know, the time was once, especially when the early immigrants into this country on the Lower East Side, where Shabbos was the market day. Everybody was out with their push carts, selling and peddling and so forth. And one who kept Shabbos truly had an opportunity in action of the most serious magnitude to strengthen his bitochen, because I am missing out on the most productive business day, a profit day, profit-taking day. Why? Because I trust Hashem, and Hashem will take care of me, and I rely on Him rather than violating Cholila His Shabbos. We know individuals that some of them in 2 years claim to have had, I'm quite certain it's true, some 80 to 90 jobs, because every week when they would not show up for Shabbos, and then on Monday they would show up and they would be fired and they had to find another job. And this was an amazing opportunity, what we call chinuch hamusa, what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter called it, actions which can strengthen convictions, because here I express in action my true sense of trusting Hashem, because I'm doing something which really practically, logically, according to the laws of nature, jeopardizes my parnasa, giving up the best day, the most important day, and all because I put my trust in Hashem and I rely that He will take care of me. Of course, Shabbos adds a dimension to that trust, because by ceasing to do malacha on Shabbos, we testify to creation, that there is a creator. The Creator created the world, and the Creator controls the world, and He's still actively involved in the laws of creation and in taking care of each and every one of our individual situations. And therefore, we have the opportunity to strengthen that bitochen by what we give up in action by not working on Shabbos. And the truth is that today, many people still have such an opportunity, short Fridays, big business deal, Friday afternoon, things are going, negotiations are going, and it's almost Shabbos. We do have opportunities, maybe not as many, but the opportunity is there. But it's very important, besides the learning and the inspiration, to have actions which can strengthen our bitochen. Another such action is the giving of ma'aser. Whether ma'aser is a real chiyuv or an obligation, that one has to discuss with his halachic authority. But Chazal promise, aser to aser, aser b'shvir shetisasher, give, you will become rich. It's a promise. We're allowed to test Hashem. One who gives ma'aser truly declares his trust in Hashem, strengthens his trust in Hashem. The Vilna Gaon, the Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Keser Rosh writes it, v'yushrus b'zeh, in the midas giving ma'aser, inyan ha-bitochen. Bitochen is rooted in that, because I am expressing and strengthening this bitochen by giving ma'aser and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will, in fact, return it and give me the benefit of these riches as well. And it's such a promise, and I can so rely on it that I'm even allowed to test Him and say, hey, I want to see, I'm testing you. Taking that a step further, there's another drosha. It says, aser to aser, two things. Aser shalei tischaser, asher besvir shetishasher. One promise is you won't miss it. You won't be lacking. The other one is to get rich. I believe that the pshat is that one will never miss the money that he gives. If he gives Maisa, he will not be lacking. He will manage to have everything he needs. And that's immediate. And beyond that, eventually, he will become rich. Now, one who does this and who puts that trust in Hashem, yes, he will deliver. That's an act of strengthening one's trust. There are many other things that Chazal say which can also strengthen our trust. For example, Chazal say, "Hamispal bat chaveroi, v'hu tzarech lo'isei dovor, hu nene tchila." One who prays for his friend and he's in need of the same thing, he will be answered first. Now, when one does this, it's a statement of trust. I'm relying on Hashem. And by so doing, I'm learning to strengthen that reliance. Comes to mind a story that happened many years ago. An individual came to my office and said that he needs help. He's trying to get for his organization some Yerusha. And if I could go help him, go speak to the lawyer to see, maybe convince him, to help him convince the lawyer to help out with this bequest. So I just asked him casually, what do you think you're going to be able to get? He says, $100,000. I said, fine. About 2 hours later, I get a call from a friend of mine. He says, I did some deal, whatever. I want to donate $100,000 to the yeshiva. And he sent it in. By the time we went to the lawyer, we had already received $100,000. And it hit me on the way to the lawyer. I said, you know, in a sense, that's what Chazal meant. Hamispal bat chaveiro, one who prays for his friend, or attempts to get, I assume it's the same thing, for his friend, and he needs the very thing he's trying to get, he'll be answered first. I agreed to go to help him get $100,000, and we were answered first. We received that money. Beautiful. The problem is that 2.5 years went by, and he did not receive his money. And I kept on telling him, Chazal say, hu nene tchila. The one who goes for his friend will be answered first. First, by definition, means that there's going to be a second. If there's no second, then you're not first. You're the only one. And I kept laughing and saying, wow, come on, what are you talking about? 3 years, practically to the day, the judge approved the bequest, and he says, we got it, we're getting it, Baruch Hashem, very happy. I said, how much? $250,000. So I said, $250,000? Wait a second. According to my belief system and calculations, I'm supposed to get before you, because I'm trying to help you, and therefore there's another $150,000 that I should get before you get yours. Of course, he looked at me a little bit askance, and okay, finally, a few days later, I get a call from a friend of mine. He says, you remember the yeshiva owed you, the yeshiva owed him $155,000. He wants to forgive it. So I said, well, 100 and 155 is 255. We got the 250 first before he did. And then I tell him, I says, you know something? I think there's another $5 out there that's going to come from your bequest because we got $255 first. And he literally looked me in the eyes and said, you're crazy. Well, the next day, we found out, 2 days later, whenever, we found out that, he gets the check, and I said, I wanted to see it. His check said $250. With $2,500 tacked on for some interest or something else. The judge didn't like the way they took time. But he said there was another $5,000 that came out of this Yerusha to another outreach organization or something. But then when I looked at the check, I saw $2,500 difference. So we were close, $255, but each one, but $2,500. And I found out 2 weeks later, or a week later, when I got the printout from my friend's controller, that really the yeshiva didn't owe him $155. We owed him $157.5, which was practically to the dollar the amount that we got first, because he had forgiven it, and we had that money before this organization got the money. All right, it's a long story, and it doesn't really matter the details, but if we live and we act upon the promises that Chazal give us, we have an opportunity through our actions to strengthen our bitochen. And there are many many such opportunities that we have in life, but we have to take advantage of them, and we have to pay attention to them. And speaking about attention to everything that Hashem does in this world, one of the problems that we do have is that even when Hashem responds to us, sometimes in miraculous ways, we don't really pay attention. We're not really focused. And it comes to mind a story. One of my kids was teaching in Los Angeles, and a guest speaker came to speak at the yeshiva, and he told a story about how in the 73 war in Israel, he was on the Suez Canal, together with about 15 other soldiers, terribly outnumbered, and all of a sudden, crossing the canal was hundreds of Egyptian soldiers, and these guys are raising up their lives, and they say, it's all over. And the Egyptians all of a sudden hold up their hands, throw up their arms, and surrender. They finally asked them why, and they said, well, we saw from behind hundreds and hundreds of soldiers and tanks and coming, all kinds of, we saw we were outnumbered, and there was no such thing. They just imagined it. Anyway, so my daughter walks over to this guy and asks him, is that what inspired you to become a Baal Teshuva? He became a Baal Teshuva. He says, absolutely not. Didn't have any effect on me. So what did inspire you to become a Baal Teshuva? A few years later, somebody was telling over this story when I was at a speech, and I heard it, and I said, that's me. That's what inspired me. We must pay attention. Hashem does so many things for us which can strengthen our awareness of His Hashgach HaPratis, our sense of ability to be able to trust His Chesed, but they just pass us by. We must pay attention. If we look, if we focus, we'll be able to see, strengthen ourselves in our bitochen, to find those actions in life which can help strengthen that bitochen. And the end result will be the two most coveted achievements in the world of bitochen, the ability to receive some, many, if not all, of those things that we so direly and desperately desire, and a life of menuchas hanefesh, full of tranquility and peace of mind, knowing that Hashem is taking care of everything.